Hey, church, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us on live stream.
Yes, welcome. We want to say thank you so much for your generosity. This week, as we delivered one of our loads of food, the woman that was working at the organization said she didn't know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And then Christ Church showed up
awesome.
With vans full of
yeah.
food. So
awesome.
Thank you guys so
Great
much
job.
For your generosity. You're truly making a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah.
There's two ways to give. The first is our Christ Church Ohio website, and the second is our Christ Church Ohio app.
Yes. So Easter services, guys, just a quick update. We had our first parking lot service last week. It did go very well, so we are going to be transitioning our parking lot service to main campus parking lot in Columbia Station at 9:30 and 11 on Easter Sunday morning. Now, we want to encourage you and your families to watch our live stream services Sunday morning, Easter Sunday.
So one, we just want to say for your safety, we're asking if you come that you stay in the car.
Yeah.
Also, our building will be locked, so stay in the car for your safety,
yes.
but it
yes.
should be a really exciting time. We'll honk our amens
yes.
and
yes. We'll
collapse.
See you there.
Also, we want you to be on the lookout for something that we're going to be doing starting Easter week. It's called Love Week
yeah.
Quarantine Style.
Yep.
We want to spread the love and the joy of Jesus Christ during this uncertain time. So we're going to be giving you ways that you can help your family and your community to serve them,
yeah.
to love them, and to spread joy.
Yep.
That'll be coming the week of Easter, so make sure to check your email and our social media. We really appreciate you, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the service.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Paul here. I just wanted to share on behalf of the worship team and everyone on the Creative Arts, we miss you, and we are praying for the remedy to come along quickly that we can publicly get together again soon. This week, we created a video for you that will hopefully be an encouragement. I believe at times just like this, it's a great skill to remind ourselves that the God we serve is almighty, that he cares for us perfectly, and that we're safe in his grip. So sing this and have a great day, and we look forward to getting together publicly soon. God bless.
Well, church, it's another week, and here we are meeting electronically. Someday all this will pass away, and we'll greet each other with joy and thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to it. O Lord, you are a God who declares yourself to be a refuge, a strength, and a help. And we are people who admit we need your refuge, your strength, and your help. And so we ask for that grace this morning. In Christ's name, amen. David McCullough wrote an interesting book about the movement of people west after the Revolutionary War. He called it the Pioneers. He focused his story on Marietta, Ohio. And he showed how Marietta was one of the pioneering cities and the big impact it had on people moving west. One of the first things that the founders of Marietta did was they built a fort. The founders of Marietta knew that the Shawnee tribe under Chief Blackfish had their largest village in what is today Chillicothe. So to encourage pioneers, they built a fort. And whenever the alarm rang, people ran from their homes and their farms to the fort. It was a refuge. It made it easier for them to face the unknown of the wilderness. When I think about God as our refuge, I think in the very same way. God is our refuge from natural disasters. He is a place that we can run to for safety. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength. He has been found to be a help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved to the heart of the sea, Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, natural disasters naturally create fears. But we know our Christian theme. We've learned that more than 66 times in the Bible, God says to us, do not be afraid. It's important to confront our fears. There are fears that collect around this virus. We're asking ourselves, who has it? Will I get it? I ask myself this all the time. Why did I just touch my face? Sometimes I feel like I need to dip my whole head in hand sanitizer. We're afraid if we get the virus, how sick will we be? How long will we be isolated? We worry about how long will we go with the economy being the way it is, and will I be able to pay my bills? And the fear of the unknown rises, and I've actually heard people say, I'm really not sure what I should be afraid of anymore. In the face of fear, we have a fort. We have a fort that we can run to, and he is God. When fear arises, we need to hide ourselves in the refuge of God. When I feel like I'm not strong enough to face everything I have to face, I need to hide myself in the God who makes me strong enough. This translation of very present help might be better translated, he has been found to be a help in trouble. God has a history of helping people just like us in times just like this. So in the face of natural disaster, I ask myself, who is the God I worship? And God says, I am a refuge, a strength, and a help. And then the psalmist goes on to talk about God is our help through political disasters. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in her midst. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage and the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Just like we hide in God through natural disasters, we hide in God through political disasters. The nations rage and the kingdoms totter. This has been a time where we recognize how important the federal, state, and local governments are and the life-changing decisions that they have to make. I'm not sure they make all the right decisions, but even if they make mistakes, God is greater than political troubles. God is not overwhelmed by these problems. In fact, the psalmist says, I want you to envision how God abides. He abides in a city where the river that runs through it is a pleasant river, and it makes glad the people who see it. God doesn't live in a world of turmoil. He lives in a holy habitation. And so the psalmist implies, if the political decisions that are being made frighten you, remember that God is a beautiful place for you to abide and for your soul to rest. God is in the midst of us. We won't be moved. God will help us when morning dawns. God is with us. He promised to never leave us or forsake us. I need to connect and reconnect with God all day and all night. I need to take my heart to where God is and experience the wonder and the beauty and the majesty of his presence. The Lord's help is as sure as the dawn. And as we have waited for the dawn, we need to wait on the Lord. Let me give you ideas on how you can wait for the Lord. When I wait for the Lord, I talk to him about my fears and anxieties, and then I wait for his peace. I talk to him about my needs, and then I wait for his provisions. God is the first one that I get in line for. You've waited for many things in your life. You've stood in lines that you didn't appreciate. I'm willing to wait in God's line. When I find myself waiting on the Lord, Psalm 4:8 is true for me. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. God is our peace when there are war disasters, verses 8 and 9. But that doesn't concern us, so I'm going to skip those. Now I want to look to verse 10. Since God is greater than disasters, natural disasters, political disasters, military disasters, he asks us to respond to him as a great God. He says, be still and know that I am God. The word for be still is a very interesting word, harpu in Hebrew, and it means slacken. It means sink down. I could say in modern slang, it means leave it alone. Listen to what God is asking us to do. He's saying, I am a God who's greater than natural disaster. When natural disaster gets you all wrapped tight, I want you to slacken. When natural disaster triggers your fight or flight mechanism, I want you just to sink down. When you feel driven that you have to do something, God says, just leave it alone for a minute. When I trust God and believe that he is greater than the disasters I'm facing, I'm able to slacken. I'm able to be still. I'm able to leave it alone. As I was thinking about this, this has an exterior expression and an interior expression. Sometimes it's good to slacken on the outside. I mean, just sit down and be calm. Sit down and let your physical self relax. Sit down and say, dear God, you are greater than everything I'm facing. So for these few minutes, I'm just going to sit here in quiet relaxing, believing that you are greater than everything I'm afraid of. It also means an interior expression. It means that on the inside, I slacken. I stop feeling responsible for everything. I stop feeling like I have to fix everything. I stop feeling like everything rises or falls on my next right decision. And I slacken. And I simply say to God, my trust is in you and not in myself. I sink down. I leave it alone. This is an external discipline, and it is an internal discipline, and it'll make all the difference in your well-being as we face at least another month of this. He said, while you're slackened, while you're leaving it alone, you're more open to learn or come to know that I am God. This is huge. This is very important. As long as I feel like everything rises and falls on me doing the right thing, am I doing the right thing? Am I making all the right choices? Did I touch my face too often? As long as I feel like everything rises on and falls on me, my tension goes up. When I can slacken, I can begin to know, I can begin to understand better that my hope is in God and that He has proven Himself. He has a history of being helpful. When I slacken and I turn my mind from myself and my circumstances and I turn my mind to God, here's what I learn. Number one, I learn that God really exists. The God I worship is not a myth. It's not a cultural idea. God is a real person. He exists. His presence is tangible to His people. The second thing I learn that in spite of everything around me, God will be exalted among the nations. God will be exalted in all the earth. When I slacken, when I quiet myself, when I turn toward the Lord, I have a sense that He is, and that He is greater than I ever imagined, and that in spite of everything we're facing right now, God will be exalted in all the earth. I also learn that He is the Lord of hosts. I think I've shared with you before that this word host means armies. The Lord of great armies is with us. In your isolation, you're not alone. In your fear of the future, you're not alone. In the problems you have to solve, you're not alone. The Lord God of great armies is with us. And then the psalmist closes the psalm with this beautiful idea again. The God of Jacob is our fortress. When I feel threatened, I have a fort I can run to, and it is the Lord my God. I'm encouraging you, church, to trust that God is greater than disaster and to find time to be still and come to know what a great God He is. Come to trust in His promise that He will be exalted and come to find Him a fortress that you can hide in while the disasters of the world swirl around us. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for this psalm, but I know that without Your Spirit, it's just words. And so I pray for myself and I pray for everyone who is listening. Pray that Your Holy Spirit could make this psalm real. I pray that we could feel the strength of it. I pray that we could engage in it. I pray that the inclination of our heart would be to see You as a God who is refuge, strength, and help. I pray that as we see You that way, we could slacken. We could be still and turn our inner self toward You and come to know You as the awesome God and find our security and our hope in you. And I pray that you would be exalted through all of this. In Christ's name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us on live stream. We're so glad you tuned in.
That's right. If you have any questions or you need more information, make sure to check out our Christ Church Ohio website. It'll be right below. God bless.